All right, so does a concession-style food business need to have an LLC, or can I incorporate myself? And do I even have to? Well, in this video, I'm going to give you some advice on that right now. All right, so I had a great question from a subscriber, and it was about a food cart business. It was looking to start up a concession-style food cart business, but in her state, in her city and county, she wanted to be sure that she either needed to have an LLC or does she need to incorporate herself as a business. So right off the bat, I would say yes. Now, not a state may not require this, but you need to protect yourself. And I always talk about this in quite a few of my videos. You need to incorporate yourself as a food business. You should get some type of formation, either as an LLC, a C Corp, or S Corp, whichever one you choose. Of course, an LLC will limit your liability when you incorporate, and you want to make sure you protect yourself as a separate business entity. Now, on top of that, even though you are incorporating, I highly recommend you get food business insurance. And that's going to protect you as well from any potential issues that may come up. Now, concession carts and food carts and small mobile food businesses have different types of permits and licensing than they would compared to a commercial kitchen or even a restaurant or cafe or even a food truck. Now, the reason why I say that is every state will vary based upon the types of permits and licensing that they require for concession-style food businesses. Simply put, if you're going to get like a small hot dog cart or something that's portable or mobile that's not exactly a food truck, then yes, you will definitely need to get a permit or license. But the type of license and the cost of that will vary greatly by state and, of course, by county and city. So you want to double check with your local health department and see what is required, and or your business development office with your county, and then see exactly what is needed for that. Also, in some states, if you travel outside a certain county to another county, they'll require you to have an additional permit or license for your concession food business in that county. So you may actually have to hold multiple permits or multiple licenses in different counties within the state in order for you to actually physically go there and set up your mobile food business and then sell a food product. In most states, they don't, but I have come across a couple states that do require multiple types of, I believe actually California is one of them. If you travel outside certain counties with your food truck, for instance, you've got to have a multiple license and permits within each of those counties. So to answer your question, yes, I would highly recommend you do an LLC so you can protect yourself from any issues that may come up and separate your personal belongings and property that you've got and make a business, create a business, form a business entity, and get it insured, and then you'll be good to go. So that was a really quick video. I wanted to answer that question, and I appreciate you asking. And if you guys have any other questions about food businesses, as always, let me know, and I'll try to get creating a video for you and answer your questions as well here on Marketing Food Online. So if you're looking to start your own food business, check out these videos for more resources. Profitable food business ideas, how to start a food truck business, learn all about cottage food laws to create a home business for selling food, and how to start a catering business from home. These and many more small food business ideas are all at your fingertips when you subscribe to Marketing Food Online.